Welcome to a new episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. It has been a little while since I have updated a story, but I am back. I took a little bit of time off to get things under control and get things back in line so I can keep producing content regularly for all of the listeners out there. I also have taken the time to plan the next major writing projects, and there will be more information on that to come. Today's story is The Groom's Last Hurrah. Now, I know these kids are keen to get to their honeymoon in Bali, so I don't have time to entertain you with any more anecdotes or in-jokes, and I'm not even allowed to tell you about our first boys' trip to Bali. The guests laughed again at Will's speech as Isaac sat nervously next to his new bride. It wasn't that he thought Will would actually reveal anything. It was more a concern about any follow-up that may result from the hints Will was dropping straight into the microphone. So a toast. Will raised his glass and Isaac realised he had tuned out for a moment. To Isaac and Olivia, the bride and groom. If the locker room is anything to go by, then... The laughter and the playful slap from the bride ended that sentence quickly. To the bride and groom. The room filled with the sound of clinking glasses and murmurs of agreement with the best man's toast. Isaac stood and hugged his longtime friend before walking towards the microphone to make his own speech. He ticked the obligatory boxes about his love for his wife, his thanks for his family, and how welcome he felt in his new family. He wasn't much for speeches, but felt like he did enough and could leave the jokes for Will. After another toast to end his own speech, Isaac put the microphone down and kissed his wife. It was time to do another round of mingling to make sure he had some time with each of his guests. As he stepped away from the head table, Will and Ken joined him. So what's the story we're going with when all these guests start asking about Bali? Ken asked, smiling and nudging Isaac. The story is that there's no story, and we're sticking with that. Isaac accepted the beer Ken handed to him. So I can't tell the Bucks Weekend story either? Will joked. You've brought Gina tonight, haven't you, Will? I wonder what she'd think of these stories. Isaac made a show of searching the room for Will's new girlfriend. Will feigned concern. If you knew what we did after our first date, you'd know I have nothing to worry about. We do, Ken said. You sent the video to the group chat. I knew there was something I forgot to send Olivia for the slideshow, Will laughed. Was there even any point in swearing you guys to secrecy or what? Isaac rolled his eyes. If we weren't masters of discretion, my friend, Ken wrapped his arm around Isaac's shoulders, we wouldn't be standing here tonight, I think. Speaking of discretion, the grin on Ken's face spread wider. The waiter over there just made me an offer in the bathrooms. I wondered why you missed the start of the speeches, Will said, glancing at the staff member Ken gestured towards. Ken scoffed. If I'd taken him up on the offer, I wouldn't have seen any of the speeches. Can you see the way his ass is filling those trousers? Will and Isaac both nodded. The Bali trip that Will had teased in his speech featured the moment that the three friends had each found out that the other two were bisexual. Since then, they had become even closer as friends. They got as close as any friends could get on their second overseas trip together. As Isaac had become more seriously involved with his now wife, their dalliances had become less frequent. Their last hookup had happened 2 weeks before as part of Isaac's last hurrah on his Bucks weekend. You okay, mate? Will asked Isaac. Isaac realised he had been staring at the waiter who was making his way around the room. Ken was right. The way his ass filled his tight black trousers and the way the mounds shifted as he walked was quite a sight. Suddenly, Isaac found himself wondering if the Bucks night would be enough to send him into married life. The waiter turned and, noticing Isaac's eyeline, smiled. Yeah, I think I just need some air. Busy night, you know. Isaac drained the last of his beer and placed the empty glass on the nearby table. He walked across the room, quickly exchanging pleasantries with his guests as he walked. As he approached the front door of the function room, he noticed a small crowd outside. those of his relatives who were heavy smokers were taking the necessary break after being trapped inside for the speeches. That wouldn't give him the reprieve he needed. Uncle John was a chatter, especially after an open bar. He turned down the hallway just before the exit. His stomach was suddenly in knots. He had felt nervous this morning, but had chalked that down to what everyone called cold feet. But now the papers were signed, the rings had been placed on their fingers, and 150 of their closest friends and family were celebrating his marriage. And Isaac's wandering eye still followed two muscular cheeks around his wedding reception. Isaac spotted an exit sign about halfway down the hallway and walked quickly towards it. He opened the door and stepped out into the cool night air. He took a couple of steps and leaned against the wall, deliberately working to slow his breathing. "Enjoying your night?" Isaac turned to find the owner of the unexpected voice. He couldn't help but smile as he recognized the attractive waiter standing against the wall, sipping on a bottle of water. "Yeah, it's a great party. The food is fantastic." Isaac found himself stammering out the compliment earnestly, as if the waiter was also the head chef. "Thanks. I'm Andy," he offered his hand. Isaac shook it. "Isaac." "I got that," Andy smiled warmly. "Your best man speech was interesting." "Yeah, he's a real joker, that one. And your other groomsman is quite the flirt. He can't help himself, apparently, even at my wedding. Left me a little disappointed, actually." Isaac felt Andy's eyes wander up and down his body. "You should let me know who you guys use as your tailor. You all look incredible in your suits." Andy filled the silence left by Isaac's turning mind. "You should see us out of them." The words flew from Isaac's lips before he could stop them. I wouldn't mind that." Andy took a step closer to Isaac. "I have the key to an empty storeroom." This was the moment that Isaac had been anticipating, the cause of the stirring in his stomach. Now he just had to decide whether or not to act on it. Andy smiled and slid a keychain from his pocket. He nodded towards a door a little further down the exterior wall of the building and turned away before Isaac could respond. Isaac turned the options over in his mind as Andy took three slow, enticing steps away from him, deliberately accentuating the curves of his shapely ass as he walked. "If you're not going to join me," Andy stopped and stuck his key in the door. "Send out your mate for me." Andy winked, and as he opened the door, reached behind himself and untied his apron before slinging it over his shoulder. Its removal revealed a significant bulge in the front of Andy's trousers. It was clear he was ready and in need, and that sealed the deal for Isaac. He walked quickly to the small room, following Andy inside. With a couple of quick movements, both men had their pants around their ankles. They understood the need for speed in this encounter and didn't worry about anything other than releasing everything below the waist. Andy wrapped his fingers around Isaac's rigid cock and squeezed. "Someone's ready," Andy joked. Isaac smiled as he slid a finger along Andy's length, seeking out the slick skin that was filling with pre-cum. "Speak for yourself." Andy stroked Isaac's length as he slowly lowered himself. Isaac looked around at the small space for something to lean on, but it was a typical storeroom, crowded and dusty, and he didn't want anything to mark his suit. He spread his legs to brace himself for the approaching oral assault. The waiter currently crouched down in front of him wasn't wasting any time. Isaac moaned softly as Andy's soft lips slid along the entire length of his cock. He moaned again as he felt his exposed head hit the back of Andy's throat, the resulting gag reflex causing a tightening around Isaac's cock. The gagging had another desired effect, however, and Isaac could hear the slurping sounds as Andy's wet mouth slid over his hardness. Andy wasn't using his mouth to give either of them any pleasure. He was preparing Isaac for entry. Andy worked quickly, bobbing and gagging on Isaac's dick. He reached up with his fingers towards Isaac's mouth. Isaac took them and mirrored Andy's movements, licking and sucking and wetting the digits stuck between his lips. For a moment, the pair of them stayed in that position, and the slurping sounds echoed off the solid brick walls of the small space enclosing them. Then Andy quickly slid back from Isaac's cock and removed his fingers from Isaac's mouth. "You ready?" he asked, sliding his wet fingers down between his legs. "Can't you tell?" Isaac smiled down at him. Andy moved quickly, turning his back to Isaac and bending to brace himself against the opposite wall. He placed one hand against the hard bricks while the other slowly slid inside his smooth hole. Isaac watched the opening accept the two fingers, knowing his hard dick was about to replace them. He ran his hands over the smooth, strong cheeks in front of him before spitting and adding to the wetness between the mounds. "Give it to me," Andy looked over his shoulder. All Isaac could do in response was grunt and step forward, his cock leading the way. Andy quickly removed his fingers, providing space for Isaac to press against his hole. "Don't wait," Andy panted as he felt the pressure of Isaac's head. Isaac did as instructed and pushed forward. Andy's opening easily accepted the penetration, so Isaac continued to thrust until his hips rested against Andy's ass. Again, all Isaac could do was grunt. It wasn't like he and his wife had been waiting until their wedding night. In fact, he had fucked her yesterday before they started their traditional wedding exclusion period. But a nice, tight, smooth ass was a different experience altogether. He took a moment to enjoy the view. Andy's body bent over in front of him, his own body pressed against it, and the two muscular mounds beneath him open and accepting every inch of his hardness. "What are you waiting for, Daddy?" Andy moaned. "You going to breathe that hole or what?" Isaac felt Andy's hole grip his dick and knew that this bottom was ready to be had. He withdrew his cock slowly until just his head sat inside. Then he thrust forward, feeling every inch of Andy accepting him. "Fuck yes," Andy groaned, pushing back slightly to allow Isaac to enter him deep. Isaac moaned in response. But knowing time was the most important factor for this hookup, he didn't want to waste any of it on slow, meaningful thrusts. He would save those for his wife tonight. He shifted his hips back and thrust forward again, repeating the movement until he worked up to a steady rhythm that had both men gasping. Isaac grabbed Andy by the hips as the waiter braced himself against the wall, allowing Isaac the opportunity to thrust hard and fast. The room filled with the sound of skin slapping against skin and the occasional moan and grunt from the pair of worked-up men. Andy gasped as Isaac's cock slammed into his pleasure spot, and as he removed one hand from the wall to grab his aching cock, Isaac felt the accepting hole tighten around him. Each thrust now sent a shiver through his body as he fucked hard and fast and heard the slick noises of Andy stroking himself. The familiar tingle in his toes came quickly, and Isaac knew his orgasm wasn't far away. His first instinct was to slow down the rate at which he was now pounding Andy's hole, but this was what they both wanted. They weren't here to enjoy a good fuck. They were here to get it done. Isaac needed to have one more ass before his honeymoon changed his life, and he knew Andy just needed to be bred. "You want to breed me, big boy?" Andy grunted as he stroked hard and fast, his body shaking with each of Isaac's hard thrusts. "Fuck yes, I do. Do it. Give me that load. I'm fucking close." Isaac panted the words out in time with his movements. "Me too." Andy pushed back to meet each penetration. "Come with me." A long, low grunt burst from Andy's mouth. Isaac felt Andy's hole grip him tight, knowing that would push him to his own climax. With a few short, sharp thrusts, Isaac surged to the point of no return. "I'm coming," Andy announced. "Fuck." Words failed Isaac as he felt the shuddering of his orgasm pass up his legs and hit his balls. He slammed his cock deep as cum fired from his cock. His body shook as he moaned through his climax, feeling his cock pulse with each shot. Between grunts, he heard the splatter of Andy's cum falling on the concrete floor beneath him and felt the shaking of the bottom's body against him. The last of his load leaked from his throbbing cock as Isaac slowly came down from his orgasm. A shudder passed through Andy's body and he sighed. Holy shit, you really wanted that, eh? He said, slowly standing and removing Isaac's cock. Well, I didn't think I did, until Ken pointed out that ass to me. Isaac gave Andy's cheek one last playful slap before he started the search for something to wipe himself up with. What's Ken's deal anyway? Andy asked, reaching over to his apron and removing a small towel. Single, an inch bigger, verse. Isaac watched Andy give himself a quick wipe over before accepting the towel from him. Staying at the hotel next door? Andy slid his pants up his legs. Isaac smiled and nodded. He booked the king bed. He wiped the last drops of cum from his cock and handed the towel back to Andy. Thanks. Andy was talking about more than the towel. Send me a video. Isaac winked as he zipped up his trousers. Won't you be too busy on your honeymoon? She's got to sleep at some point, right? Andy tied his apron around his waist and opened the door. You go first. I'll see you in there. Thanks. Isaac was talking about more than the holding of the door. The cool air felt fresh on Isaac's face and he realized he had worked up a sweat in the small storeroom. He walked slowly back toward the staff entry he had found, ensuring he had time to cool down before entering the party. Before he could reach the door, he saw Ken and Will standing near the main entrance further ahead. Even in the dim lighting, he could tell they were grinning. Seeing no one else around, Isaac decided to join them. How was he? Will asked, not bothering to seek confirmation of what had just occurred. Not as thick as you, Will, but tighter than Ken, Isaac laughed. Rude! Ken playfully punched Isaac's shoulder. But he hasn't forgotten about what you showed him in the bathrooms, bud. I mean, you think? He asked if you're staying next door. You should have given him my room number. Ken adjusted himself in his trousers. Looks like we've all got a fun night ahead. Isaac wrapped his arms around his two best mates. Will shrugged. I just put Gina in an Uber. She took open bar a little too far. I did hear Ken booked the king bed. The three of them turned around to see Andy standing behind them, grinning from ear to ear. Will turned to Ken. Room for one more? Ken's eyes lit up. Always. You boys done yet? The group turned again to see Olivia standing in the doorway, her hands on her hips. The boys shuffled apart and glanced at each other. Isaac blushed. Andy, could you get me some more champagne, please? Olivia asked. Andy moved quickly, kissing Olivia on the cheek as he walked into the venue. So you got that out of your system? Olivia walked over to the three of them, put her arms around her husband and kissed him. Thanks, babe. Just what I needed, Isaac replied, glancing over Olivia's shoulder to see the surprise on Ken and Will's face. Good. Now you won't bust too quick like your first trip to Bali. Olivia kissed him again before turning and winking at Ken and Will. Time to cut the cake. You told her? Will asked once the doors had closed behind the bride. She opened the group chat one day. Ken grimaced. She particularly liked the video of Gina pegging you, bro, Isaac said before walking through the doors and back into the crowd of well-wishers. Thanks for listening to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. I'm very happy to be back on the air and sharing stories with you. If you'd like to keep up to date with everything that is going on for my writing, you can follow the link in the episode description to sign up for my email newsletter. If you'd like to support me and the podcast, get early access to episodes and get some bonus episodes as well, I am back on Patreon and the link to that is in the episode description. If you've got an idea for a story or a story of your own that you'd like to commission me to write, then head to liamwilliams.com.au and get in touch with me there. Thanks again for listening. Feel free to rate and review the podcast and share it with your friends.